What's going on, everybody? You're tuning in to Time to Talk Podcast. Of course, you know that this is Francesca. And I always come to you with the latest and the greatest. I am trying to have a good day, guys. I goes to, you know, McDonald's to, you know, get my breakfast or whatnot. I'm about to give you an example of how rude people can be so cruel. But anyway, I go to McDonald's to get my food, and they gave me the wrong order, okay? You know, so I called up there because I stayed like 15 minutes, approximately like 15 minutes from McDonald's, and I drove all the way back home, and my food was missing. And so right now I am heading to McDonald's to, you know, see if I can get my food remade, because this is like so ridiculous. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm trying to basically have a good day or whatnot, you know, whatever the case may be. Anyway, guys, if you have any questions or comments, or you want to send special shout outs, whatever the case may be, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Guys, I am also on Twitter under Time to Talk FM1 and Facebook under Let's Talk, and also Instagram. But this is like so ridiculous. On top of this, I waited in a long line in drive-thru. Then I had to turn around. They were making my food. Then I had to turn around and wait till they made my food, you know. I was very real nice about it or whatnot. But, and then come to find out, I had the wrong food. And so I'm like, oh my God. I ordered, you know, something, and they got it all completely like mixed up or whatnot. But we are here, and I'm not even gonna go through drive-thru. I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I look a hot mess. I just woke up or whatnot, so I don't give a damn right now. But I'm trying not to be mad, because you know what I'm saying, I don't want, you know, people, they're crazy or whatnot, and they will spit in your food. They will probably do other stuff to your food. But anyway, we're going to go in here. If this man will move out the way, you know, we're going to go in and see what results we have. Okay. I'm praying before I go in. Lord, please. Oh, Heavenly Father, please. Let them not have attitude problems or whatever the case may be. They, at least they got the coffee right. You know. Oh, what a day. On the wet floor.
$2.58. I'm sorry, man.
It's okay.
That's my fault. I'm so sorry.
It's
because I'm supposed to ask you what was you missing.
We didn't know your order.
Yeah, it was actually a big breakfast. You know, no hot cakes.
Okay.
Two burritos and a steak, egg, and cheese bag.
There you go. Okay, all right.
Yes, I appreciate it. And the extra bacon and everything. Thank you so
much.
Thank you. I know y'all were busy today.
And that's cause he forgot what he had pulled you to. And and that's where I came aside to ask you, me, you got to talk to.
It's okay.
You will say no egg on your bagel, or you want the regular bagel?
Steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
Steak, egg, and cheese.
Yes.
So I got you for a large coffee, big breakfast with bacon, with hot cakes, 2 4 strips of bacon, steak, egg, and cheese bagel, a large coffee, 2 burritos.
Yes. Can you add like 6 creams with
you.
That?
I got you.
You're such a wonderful person.
All right, we're gonna remake it right now.
All right. Well, today is a good day after all. You're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. I'm at McDonald's trying to get my food.
Hey, how you doing? All right, I'm going to move on yours.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Excuse me, Miss Takiya. I didn't want hot cakes. I just want. Just give it to Takiya for being a pleasant customer. Great customer service. Great customer service. I'm sorry, y'all, for being so difficult. Can I have a standard? Hey, sweetie, how are you? Thank you.
I got you. This is your hash brown, your salty gel, all this stuff.
Okay.
This is your steak bagel, your burrito.
Okay.
Your egg, your biscuit, and your bacon.
Okay. Is that scrambled?
Uh-huh, this scrambled, yes, ma'am.
I want it a little bigger. My husband gonna kill me. Woo. That's a lot better. Oh, people in their attitudes. Not yeah. You. You're fine.
Girl, I know I'm telling you.
See, she better be lucky. I am a changed woman. I would have come back there and smacked the shit out of her. Thank you. Have a nice day. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh, my God.
Guys, we are back. I just left McDonald's. The manager got an attitude because she wanted to give me a small ass egg. The cashier was so wonderful. Big shouts out to Takiya. You know, Anyway, guys, that went perfect. That went swell. Except for the managers. Have serious, very serious altitude problems. Not attitude, altitude. Anyway, you're tuning in to Time to Talk. And we will be right back. So y'all stay tuned. Got more to talk about, whatever the case may be. We'll be right back. And we are back. You're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. Of course, you know that this is Francesca. And right before the break, we took a visit to McDonald's because of my food. Like I said before, it's like, you know, approximately like 15 minutes away from where I live. And I got home and I had none of my food. Okay. So you already know what the deal is. Guys, if you want to go on my latest podcast, from COVID's fashion to just my regular conversations, I am on Google Podcasts, y'all. And I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Breaker under Time to Talk Francesca. Wow, guys, I'm telling you, I had a wonderful My week started off pretty wonderful, guys. Yesterday, I went to work and, you know, I went to work. Actually, I worked from like 5 to 10. And so, you know, I, you know, brung subs and wings and stuff for everybody, you know, at my
job or whatever. Like, we had a really good time, guys. We sat and ate. Like, I brought like chips, sodas, wings, subs from Subway. And, you know, I have that kind of good heart, guys, especially when it comes to my workers and, you know, like serving my community or whatever the case may be. You know, it never hurts to help a person every now and then. You know, I'm not going to say any names or whatnot. Someone told me at work, they was like, Francesca, you're too kind-hearted, and you look like the type that be in people's business. And I was like, you know, I didn't say anything. You know, I, you know, kept my mouth closed, because if I know I would have said something, then, you know, I would have been fired or whatever the case may be. But that's not the, you know, the piece of the china. The piece of the china is, I'm gonna go ahead and be real, that's just the kind of person that I am. I don't go tell people business in any way, shape, or form. I don't like the, and I felt like I was judged, and, you know, and that was uncalled for, you know. And so, you know, I pray for, you know, people like that. The always pointing the finger and criticizing people like that, you know, always find something to criticize people about, which, you know, like, we're living in tough times. Don't nobody have time for criticism, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, being at the workplace. So, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes you gotta turn the other cheek. And I mean, not like your butt cheek. Oh, it killed me. You know, but, you know, just have that mindset, you know, that stable form that you have. And, you know, don't let anybody tell you what you can and cannot do. You know, it's like right now, this world, everybody wants to be chief, and not enough Indians to help, you know, the situation. Like, it's like everybody wants to be in charge of stuff, be in charge of this, be in charge of that. You know, somebody's got to be the Indian out the bunch. That's the way I feel. You know, somebody got to be Indian. And what I mean by that, somebody got to, you know, come back to reality, go like, hey, you know, it's just too many chiefs and not enough Indians. It's like people not playing fair anymore. You know, people, you know, I mean, it's just so outrageous the way people come out here and judge people out here in this world. And I don't think it's right. You know what I'm saying? I'm like this. You know, do what your heart desires. If you know that it's not right, then don't do it. If you know that it's right, do it. It's just simple as that. And, I mean, that's what's wrong. Especially some of these preachers out here, they're so quick to judge. You know, I'm a firm believer. I love the Lord. Don't get me wrong, I do. But you have some of these preachers, I'm going to go ahead and be real. You have some of these preachers is not holding up to their standards, holding up to the morals that they have, but they're so quick to be out here judging people on what they do and how they do it. I'm like this. If you're a preacher, you're not supposed to be doing the things that you do, but you do it anyway. But you have the nerve to talk about the next person, you know, on what they do and everything. You know, me and my best friend at work, you know, we talk, you know, time to time about situations like that. You know, and, you know, I just don't understand. Like, if you are a preacher, you're not supposed to be doing this. You're not supposed to be doing that. You're supposed to be a role model to society. You're supposed to be focusing on people, you know, loving the Lord and, you know, this, that, and the third. how can you say that you love the Lord when you got a significant other, or you have, you know, somebody that's like, you know, doing what they do in a bad way, but you're out here telling the next person what to do and what not to do. That's why I said, when I came out with the moral, it is too many chiefs and not enough Indians. You're tuning in to Time to Talk, and we will be right back, so stay tuned. You are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. We're back. This is Francesca, of course. I am tripping off my fiance. He is a mess. He is a trip. Oh my God. Guys, if you have a question or comment, whatever the case may be, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. He actually, guys, bought chips with no salt, and he added his own salt. I cannot believe this. Oh my God. You're going to have high blood pressure.
No, not because I put a little bit of salt on it.
Oh, tell them how you do your things, baby. They ain't heard you in a minute. You want to say hello? Come on, you can say hello. Now he act like he don't want to say nothing now. I kid y'all not. I swear to God, I got some stale ass fried barbecue pork skin. I'm disappointed.
Don't go to Dollar General down here.
Stale ass shit.
It's going
crazy for
them. Man, I'm going to do them goddamn trip. I'm
going to
tell them goddamn trip
got their things in them. Shoot, I threw that bag. Woo, I threw it to the
and
side.
Let me tell y'all something about this Uno shit that's online today. I ain't never hear no shit like I was seen before. I throw a goddamn last four damn. Don't you know, this Uno Classic shit, they won't let me go. I got $5 one, right? You're supposed to have 100 to go to it, to play the damn game. So I'm like, damn, my girl, my fiance, she got like $5,000. They give her 100. I go to this motherfucker, they hit me with 400. Now you ask me or tell me what's wrong with that shit. And then on top of that, when you play these motherfuckers, I'm the partner, these motherfuckers coming at me. So I'm telling my boy, I've been playing. My boy said, Uno, what the fuck is that? What kind of partner I need to get with that kind of shit? So when I play, this motherfucker thought I draw two and laugh at me, and we lose. And guess what I end up having? Two goddamn wild cards plucking every damn time. Now tell me this shit ain't rigged up.
By 100. Y'all heard it from my baby. I love him so much, y'all. Y'all just don't understand. But we be playing Uno. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, my COVID fashion listeners. I've been on COVID fashion and everything. I'm telling you, the Uno game, I swear to you not, it is addictive. I'm telling you, like, you get, it's like Uno. I think it's by Mattel 163 or whatnot. Man, you could go in there and talk shit. You could go in there and, I mean, it's like, they, it's very awesome.
I'm gonna tell you like this. You ain't gonna have no choice but to talk some shit. Cause when you play on the partner, you can have like 12 damn cards, you still can win. I lied to you not. All you gotta do is say, Uno, and you out, and you win the game. But as a catch to that shit, you got to have a shield.
Yes, I'm telling you, the game is like really awesome. So big kudos to Mattel 163. Baby, I don't want none of that with all that salt up there.
Oh, but it was some motherfucking chicken you want that with the salt on it.
Chicken?
Especially with Kentucky fried chicken.
Chicken?
Kentucky fried chicken. It had salt on it, vinegar, and got damn mustard and mayonnaise, and she'll still eat it.
So you're trying to say, baby, I eat too much?
No, I'm just saying, though, you eat stuff with dressing on it. And why the chip got just a little handful of little salt?
Because, baby, you added salt in there.
Because it was dry.
What do you mean dry? What's wrong? The chips are kettled.
And I don't know what's wrong with her phone. Every time I see the phone, the thing keep on saying, char. You know why? Because she be on that app. What the fuck is this? Popeye? What the fuck is it?
Oh my God.
Pop day, what the
baby,
fuck?
Give me a kiss. I want a kiss this morning.
You need one.
Lord, he is sexy to me. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Guys, you're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. Oh my God. He is like so sexy. I swear he is. Sexy to me. Sexy, ooh-wee.
Let me tell you about who went to McDonald's. She went to McDonald's
today. Oh, they know about that. For those who don't know, who just catched up on the show late, you know, now, before the break, I went to McDonald's. They had my food wrong and stuff and everything. Like, the shit was crazy.
And the eggs are so motherfucking... And I rather have jailhouse eggs than have that shit. I'm being honest. You need to learn how to cook damn jailhouse eggs with the liquid in that shit.
That was liquid eggs.
Them eggs at McDonald's, them motherfuckers getting cooked. I'm sorry. You go to dinner somewhere, you get some good ass eggs, man. And that one you sell grits. So what's going on with Trump?
See, I got a country man.
You know what I'm saying? No grits, no goddamn none of this.
He like them grits.
Fatback meat.
What kind of meat?
Fatback meat.
Fatback meat.
Fatback meat. Meat.
You got a fat. Woo, Lord have mercy. We are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast.
This is about that motherfucking wilding out shit. DC Young Fly thing, he got some goddamn jokes on the motherfucker. Well, my name is Will DC Young Fly, and I got something for you. You always making them goddamn women cry and all this and that with that motorcycle bang, bang, that country shit, nigga. Why don't you give us some real shit? Said Bruce. I Bruce your motherfucking ass, DC Young Fly. You know what I'm saying? You like a fucking mosquito with goddamn Tic Tacs fucking motherfucking mama.
Oh my God, I am like so weak right now. I am so weak.
Let me like a crackhead asking for some goddamn Skittles.
Oh my God.
And a fried beef. And they get it, you get it too. You got all that goddamn money. And can't fuck that nigga. Your ass get it.
How you know?
That won't do Mariah say it, but he'll be with him.
Oh, Lord.
That won't Mariah say it. Evidently, he ain't had what it took. Or had what it take.
So you think you could do better for Mariah?
It ain't about me doing better. It's about she done moved on and made his ass dry. Now he wanna come with the wildin' out. And that other motherfucker, I don't know his name. I'ma call him Kojak.
You talking about Funny Mike?
No, I ain't talking about
Funny Mike. Cool as hell.
I ain't talking about Funny Mike looking like a damn snapping turtle. I ain't talking about him. And I don't understand Funny Mike. You so damn funny, Mike. Why don't you get wildin' out, you don't say shit? Are they paying you to shut the fuck up? Or they paying you on YouTube not to shut the fuck up. I don't know. But then your name is Funny Mike. No, your name is Funny Dumbass Mike.
But Funny Mike is cool.
No, Funny Mike, you need to go to DC Young Fly. I don't know who induced you to this shit. But what I'm trying to tell you, Mike, is when you going wildin' out, you got to say something, man. We coming for you. We ain't coming to Nick Cannon and no DC Young Fly. He always trying to get on that damn white girl about motorcycle and crank that motherfucker. Well, he gonna crank and give him a motherfucking dose of goddamn rocks and die.
Oh my God. Baby, do you need some loving?
Oh.
Do you need
now some- I just cranked the motorcycle on your DC Young Fly. I don't like how you do them women, man. I'm being honest, man. It's like you abuse women and shit.
Damn, you want another kiss this morning?
No, I'm talking about DC Young Fly. He be made that damn girl cry for no reason. Why? Because you wanted to fuck him?
Anyway, guys, it is time for me to sign off.
No, I don't sign off. Now I'm back. I'm hollering back at you. I just pranked y'all motherfuckers. DC Young Fly, my cousin.
I'm weak. Anyway, it is time for me to sign off. You're tuning in to Time to Talk. If you have any questions, comments, or you like this episode, you can link up with me always. You already know what to do. That's Time to Talk, FM@gmail.com. Guys, and I'm also on Twitter under Time to Talk, FM1, and I'm also on Instagram, and I'm also on the Facebook. With the Facebook, I am up under Let's Talk. This is Francesca signing off. You're tuning in to Time to Talk. See you later. Sayonara. Abadalice. And peace out.